So welcome everyone to another meditation session. So today we're gonna go over some instructions on how to meditate. And so the goal of meditation, or why we meditate, is to relax and ease the mind from the daily frustrations and stress of life. So to take a break, to relax, to have time out, to recharge our batteries from just the daily life that we have to face in our life. So this is one of the ways to recharge our batteries and get our energy and our happiness so that we can be more positive and productive in our lives. And to do that, we ease our body and our mind. We relax it and ease it from the stress of life. And what you do first is you just sit comfortably in on a chair or on a cushion and allow the body and the mind to kind of relax. So spend a few minutes doing that, 5 to 10 minutes, just letting the body and the mind be at ease to calm down from the busyness of life. So you can leave your eyes open or close it slightly or shut it. I like to have my eyes very soft, not too tight, tightly closed. And just relax the body. Adjust it to the way that the body would like to sit. And allow it to be. So we can spend a little bit of time of preparation of the body. Asking the body what it needs. How are your toes? How is your feet? How is it doing? You're up to your legs. How's that doing? Your knees. Your thighs. Your pelvic area. Your hips. Making sure it's comfortable, where you can sit comfortably for a moderate amount of time. And your lower back, that's very important. Adjusting it as needed. Moving up your back to the middle of your back. Going up higher to the upper part of your back. Your shoulders, this is like an important part. Usually people's shoulders are very tight. So spend a little bit more time on the shoulders. Easing your shoulders. Moving down to your arm. Into your elbow. to your hands, placing it in a comfortable position. Ask your hands how it would like to be put. Wiggling your body as needed, adjusting it, balancing it. Now moving up to your neck, making sure it's in a straight but not too tense position that will hold your head comfortably. And moving up to your neck, the back of your head. See if you can feel the back of your head. That's not something that people usually pay attention to. How does your head feel? How does your skull, your whole skull, how does that feel? To the upper part of your skull, your head, the crown of it. And moving up to the front, to your face. And this is another important part. Got a lot of tension. People hold a lot of tension in their face. Especially the eyes, so relaxing your eyes, not closing it too tightly, relaxing your eyeballs. How does that feel? I'm moving down to your nose. See if you can wiggle your nose. Down your face, down to your mouth. See if you can smile. See how that muscle is? Give it a smile. Relaxing your jaw. And lastly, moving up to the ears. See how that feels. Going inside your ears. See if there's any sensations. And going to your brain. Going to your inside your skull. See how that feels. Can you feel your brain? Is it tense? Is it loose? How does that feel? See if you can relax inside of your skull, your brain. Now the body is fairly comfortable. It's not perfect, but it's good enough. So we leave the body alone, allow it to be, and pay attention to how you are breathing. Is it tense? Is it fast? Is it slow? So now we can calm down our breathing. Breathing in take 3 deep breaths so you can notice your breathing more. Now that you can notice your breathing, you can use that to anchor you into the present moment. And so you look at the present moment. How does it feel now? What do you see in the present moment when your eyes are closed? Do you notice your breathing? Or are you noticing that you're thinking of the past, of the future? What is this present moment? How is that like? We'll spend a few minutes getting to know the present moment. And you notice in the present moment that breathing is happening. The breath comes in all by itself without you having to will it. It is something that naturally happens. If you're aware of it or not, so spend some time just getting to know your breathing in this moment. Spend 5 or 10 minutes on this. Have an attitude of appreciation for your breath. Inhaling the beautiful fresh air from outside. bringing it in throughout your whole body, pervading your whole body with the beautiful fresh air. Moving the air into your lungs and spreading it out throughout your head to your brain. Getting that enough oxygen so that your brain can be refreshed and invigorating. So that your mindfulness will grow from that. Letting the breath move naturally without controlling it. Allowing it to be with an attitude of appreciation and care. Caring for your breath. Being a good friend to your breath. Like hanging out with your best friend. Turning your attention now to your inner world, to the world of the mind, of experiences of happiness, of feelings, of the heart. To feel the mind. How is your mind in this present moment? Get to know it. How is your mind? So with the breath, allowing that to keep going, but slightly focusing, giving more attention into your inner world. And get to know that and feel that. Being a friend to that. Allowing your inner world to be. And arise, let it rise and pass away. Being a good friend to your mind, caring for it, allowing it to be. Just like a good friend, you hang out with your mind and get to know it well and understand it like a good friend. As you breathe in, easing the mind, softening it, breathing out, relaxing the mind, breathing in peace, breathing out, relax. Relaxing the breath with the mind and the body. All three comes together at the breath by tranquilizing, easing, relaxing, caring for the body and the mind, using the breath. So we're coming close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? How does the body feel? How does your breath feel? How does your mind and heart feel? So notice that compared to how you felt before you started the meditation. Knowing how at ease the body is compared to before you first started sitting. How it's much more calmer, more relaxed, more soft, more light. So is the mind and the breath. Much more calm. It's like a lake that was blown by the wind, but now the wind is gone. The lake has settled down. The waves has become less. The water has become more calm and clear. And you feel a sense of ease. The tension, the stress has been reduced. And that is the aim of meditation, is to give us some time of peace and quiet, a break from our busy lives. Of working, busy running around at the office, at home, in life in general. To recharge our batteries and give us a different perspective on life so we can see more clearly what we're doing in our daily life. And that way we are more wise in making decisions in our lives by just giving us time out every day or a couple minutes a day, half an hour, that will help charge our battery, makes us more calmer, makes us more happy. Makes us more wise individuals. And that's the aim of meditation. To make us happy people. And so I hope you enjoy this meditation session here today. And I know it's Mother's Day this week, so may the good karma, the good deeds of this meditation go out to all the mothers in the world, including my own mother. May they be happy and well, and that reflecting on our mothers, that we wouldn't be here today without our mom and dad or our parents, without their care and love for us. So there you go. That's the end of the meditation. Thank you.